So when should you request PD? You can request PD once the NTA is filed and it's in the EOIR system. And of course, I'm talking specifically about ICE OPLA PD, okay? You can do it prior to an upcoming hearing, and you can do it when there's a BIA appeal pending, or you can file, you can ask for PD to file a motion to reopen after a final removal order has been entered. How to request PD? Again, specifically for Dallas, but I think across the board, every region has established an inbox that you send an email to. And in that email, you need to have the respondent's name, the A number, hearing date, type of PD sought, grounds for requesting PD, and any relevant equities, which is good and bad. So what are the pros of PD? Well, person's no longer in removal proceedings, right? That's a win. It clears the way for alternative relief if they've got relief, they're eligible for relief before USCIS. And it gains time, right? And so, again, going back to, you know, being an asylumist, that's one of the big things that is considered kind of a win, right? The more time we gain for somebody, the better it is, because some other form of relief may, you know, come sooner. There may be some kind of immigration relief. You know, the love bug might strike, and somehow, I'm not cynical, of course. Love is blind, but it's not dumb, right? So, So if something were to happen, the longer we give them in court, the more likely it is that can, provide a good result for them. Possible cons of PD, right? This is the number one is like might lose employment authorization, and that's relevant because OPLA has indicated that their preference for PD is to terminate a case, not to admin close. So it is likely that that's the decision they'll have to make. It's like, hey, you can stay in removal proceedings and have your work permit for another year or two, and then probably get ordered removed and lose it at some point. Or we can remove you from the removal proceedings and you just give it up now. So that's a decision you have to discuss with your client very clearly. Abandonment of relief before EOIR. So if somebody is applying for asylum and they've got 42B or some other relief, once you move for admin closure, for PD, unless you're getting like admin closure, you're probably abandoning that form of relief. If it's denied, if you request PD and their case is denied, it kind of puts the case on the radar, right? And so that's, again, kind of a fuzzy thing to discuss with clients, but I feel like that's something you have to talk to them about because, sometimes these cases may sit for years and years and years and nobody realized that, the NTA hasn't been moving or they haven't been docketed, so something to keep in mind. And it's not a permanent solution, right? DHS can refile or refile an NTA or reopen an admin closed case. And finally, this does not grant any immigration benefit, right? So contrary to what, the way that it's presented by more conservative-minded people, this is not like some, great pathway to residency or citizenship or even a driver's license in Texas, right? So it's kind of puts them in limbo. Not the dance. That's actually fun. All right, so some tips, right? You want to include all required information in every request. And I know that that's kind of a no-brainer, but OPLA does get a lot of requests that are incomplete. And what ends up happening is they'll put those aside. And the requests that aren't quick and easy to approve may sit there for a really, really long time. Do not reference PD memos or mention priorities. That's a bad word now. In any PD request, if it's like you're referencing the memos or the priorities, this person's not a priority, it will probably get denied because DHS is doing everything they can to make sure that they don't violate the court's order right now. Make sure to state if they're eligible for alternative relief. That is going to be a deciding factor, especially if you have a case where there's really not a strong basis for relief before the court. They might not have any other kind of equities or anything else that you can present. So make sure that you let them know, yes, they are eligible to, consular process with a waiver if this is closed. That will help them in their decision. Mention any temporary relief such as DACA and TPS. Again, kind of a no-brainer, but I have noticed, especially with like TPS, with it being expanded over the last year, I've had a lot of people that come in with consultations and they talk to me about their case. They tell me everything about their life. They tell me about their dog's name, blah, 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 and it isn't until like the very end where we go back over everything. They're like, oh yeah, and I also file for TPS on my own. So make sure you screen for that, because that is